This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It only makes sense, with the Detroit's North American International Auto Show underway, that we talk a little bit about vehicles, but in terms of how it's going to impact the environment in the present and in the future. And to help us have that conversation, I'd like to welcome to air Charles Griffith. He is the director of the Climate and Energy Program for the Ecology Center in Ann Arbor. And thank you so much for the time. It's good to have you back on the air.
Yeah, it's great to be back, David. Thanks for having me.
Well, as you have perused through the Detroit Auto Show, what is your big takeaway when it comes to the future of vehicles?
It was an interesting auto show, I would say, this year, David. You know, we have not as many of the big new announcements in terms of new products in the electric vehicle space as we might have liked to have seen. And given the announcements that have been, you know, pouring from the corporate headquarters over the last year or so about future commitments to those kinds of vehicles, I think there's a little bit of a disconnect, I think, between sort of where we are at this precise moment with, you know, low gas prices and a lot of shifting in the marketplace going back toward crossover vehicles and SUVs and the truck market going strong. And then these big corporate announcements about the future is all electric and we're putting all of our future investment dollars and research dollars into those new technologies. And yet there's only a small number of those kinds of announcements that were ready for this year. There were definitely some out there and some promising signs, so I think maybe the casual observer will go, well, if the future's all electric, how come there's so many truck and SUV announcements out there on the auto show floor?
And this is just a perception of mine. I have no evidence to back it up, so I'm going to rely on you. It appears to me that the domestic automakers are truly investing in the bigger trucks and SUVs and doing away with some of the smaller passenger cars that might be more efficient and ultimately better for the environment. And we're seeing greater investment from some of the foreign automakers in the EVs.
I might take issue with the last statement. I think we're seeing the investments in EVs across the board. You are right, though, about what I do view as a somewhat troubling trend that the domestic automakers seem to be letting go of the smaller sedan market, while some of the Japanese companies, and even we heard from VW this week that, hey, we're sticking with the sedan market. I remember it wasn't all that long ago when the domestic companies had given up on the sedan market, and you know, they found out that that really hurt them in terms of building brand loyalty. I do still have a little bit of worry that that could happen again. But in terms of the, you know, announcements about future EV products, I think those are across the board. Yes, the domestics might focus a little bit more on the crossover segment than some of their counterparts, but I think there's been strong commitments by both the domestic and the foreign automakers alike.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Charles Griffith, the director of the Climate and Energy Program for the Ecology Center in Ann Arbor. The North American International Auto Show obviously underway in downtown Detroit. And we're focused on electric vehicles, the future, and what we're going to do in terms of our transportation to better protect the environment and address climate change. So where are some of the highlights in the products that you are seeing that could make a difference for us now and moving forward into the future?
One interesting announcement this week was from General Motors, and they said they didn't have a new EV to announce just yet. They gave some teasers, though, for a new electric Cadillac model that they plan to roll out in as early as 2021 or 2022. And they announced that Cadillac would be the new lead brand for them in terms of their new electric vehicle rollouts. And you may ask, well, why is that important? I think if folks look at the experience of Tesla over the last few years, where they've had, you know, they started out with a luxury brand vehicle in the EV space and did very well with it versus GM's strategy, which was to try to start off with a more affordable electric vehicle for everybody. Unfortunately, that strategy hasn't panned out as well, and the sales have been much lower. I think there's something to the fact that if you start off with really good products that everyone wants in the luxury brand and then sort of bring them back down the ladder to the more affordable brands, then there's something to that strategy. And so we'll have to see if it works. Some might say it's a little bit late for GM to start with that strategy right now, but perhaps better late than never.
If I read correctly, global vehicle makers are planning somewhere in the neighborhood of a $300 billion surge in spending on electric vehicles over the next 5 to 10 years. With that in mind, one would presume that we're going to see a lot more EVs out on the roadways. Do we have the infrastructure in place that will support that?
Well, that is a great question, David. And something that we've been working on a lot here at the Ecology Center over the last few years. We have some really promising signs coming from our two major utilities in Michigan, where they both have pilot programs to build out EV infrastructure across the state. The program filed by Consumers Energy was just recently approved by the Public Service Commission in the last week or so, and that'll be a $10 million program to sort of build out EV charging stations in public spaces, on the highways, and there's even an incentive program for residential customers to install EV chargers and to move toward time-of-use rates so that they charge those vehicles at nighttime when there's abundant energy supply and you can keep the cost low.
But even in looking at the electricity production needed to support such an infrastructure, we don't necessarily have the kind of climate-friendly energy production right now.
Well, yes and no. We are not where we want to be at today, but if you look at the plans again for our major utilities, there is a major shift taking place right now away from coal to renewable energy. There's some natural gas shift that's been going on as well. You know, that'll be part of the mix, but by and large, the emission reductions from a climate perspective are going to be significant over the next decade. And so we're really, we're less than 1% of the market that's EV right now. So the electricity demand is pretty low, but if you think out over the next 10 years, and, you know, if you buy a car today, hopefully it's going to last 10 years. By the time that car is 10 years old, the power that will be used to put in those batteries is going to be a heck of a lot cleaner. And even so, electric vehicles are a lot more efficient. So even today, electric cars still make more sense from an environmental perspective than a gasoline or diesel.
And as we talk about our transportation future, not just electric vehicles, but the potential of electric autonomous vehicles and smart roadways, will we see greater efficiencies there that will also make a difference?
Well, there's where it depends. We have great potential with autonomous vehicles to reduce costs for transportation based on not having to have drivers. If people are doing that in great numbers and single occupancy vehicles, then it could be a net loss from an environmental perspective, even though it will probably involve electric drive engines, electric drive motors, I guess. If it's offset with more miles being traveled, that's not going to help so much. So what the focus needs to be in the autonomous realm is shared use vehicles. And I think a lot of the folks in the space are committed to that. And Ann Arbor's got a startup called May Mobility that's already taking people in autonomous shuttles from parking garages in Detroit to their corporate headquarters. And they've got one in Columbus, and soon we'll have one in Grand Rapids. Those kinds of autonomous vehicles that are used, you know, initially in sort of small radius areas on campus-like or small downtown environments are more likely going to be where those vehicles take off. And I think those make a lot of sense. But if you imagine just, you know, the kind of the same model as today where where most people drive alone to work, but they're just going to do it in an autonomous vehicle. That's not necessarily where we want to go, and not necessarily the best model, at least from an environmental perspective.
I know I say this every time I talk to you, but we've only scratched the surface, and we could talk for hours about this. So we're going to have to do it again, and in the not-so-distant future.
All right, David, I look forward to it.
That is Charles Griffith, the director of the Climate and Energy Program for the Ecology Center in Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday presentation exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.